This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This might get weird.
Hi, Memory Heart.
Hey, Grace Helbig. Welcome to our third podcast. Cheers.
Cheers. I think we've figured out the right way to do this now.
You have. I still just sit here twiddling my thumbs.
I mean, because we're cheersing with you. You texted me last night saying, here's an idea for how we record this week's episode. 9 a.m., my place, pumpkin-flavored Bailey's coffee, pumpkin-flavored whipped cream. And I said, yes, please.
Yes. Yeah. We're like real women doing it on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like, this is the closest I've had in a while of getting up and going to work on a Monday, like a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
However, I am in sweatpants and a Wu-Tang Clan sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were upset that I came with mascara on.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I might run errands. We already had to go to Best Buy.
Yeah, truth be told, guys, we sat down, we made our cavity of a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. We're about to record and we didn't have the little SD card you record on.
Yeah.
So we had to go to Best Buy. I did not put on a bra.
No, you said,
I refused.
You said, I'm going to go put on a bra. And then you came back 30 seconds later and said, you know what? I'm not put on a bra. I'll just cross my arms.
Yeah.
So life hack for all you ladies out there.
Folks out there with breasts, you've done it before. You just have to go to the gas station to get coffee. You don't want to constrict yourself. You just cross your arms. So yeah, you might look pouty, but like
your supported.
Titties ain't jiggling everywhere.
Yeah. So also, if you see a woman that looks a little disgruntled, don't assume her mental state. Maybe she's not wearing a bra today.
Yeah, she just wants to go free balling.
Yeah, free brawling.
So how's it going?
Good. Well, things are good.
Yes.
Going to air after the midterm election.
Right, I know.
We're recording this on a Monday before. So remember us as we are now, for better or worse.
And it could go either way next week of what our brains are going to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You already said that you're planning on buying a variety of champagnes.
I want to have a fridge full of champagnes with like sticky notes. Or maybe I'll even like print up original labels, which would be cute.
Very you.
That have... you know, very important elections and the person's name I'm rooting for. You know?
I think that's a really great game.
I love it. It gives me an excuse to do a craft and get drunk.
It's like what's the football team? The Chicago Bears, I think, that had the refrigerators of beer that they opened up after this like insanely long losing streak that it was like, if they win, they're going to...
Wait, they were like a vault full of beers?
Oh, yeah.
How long had they been in there?
Questionable. I don't really know the specifics of it.
I love our vague sports facts.
I know. I'm trying to appeal to a vast audience. It was basically I'm not connected to the internet.
Okay,
so
never
I can't
mind. Sorry.
Here,
you guys can research it on your own. It sounds fascinating.
And so this feels like your vault of beers, but your refrigerator of champagne.
Absolutely. We will not get into politics because also it'll be irrelevant
too
by the
much.
Time you guys hear it. However, Grace and I started just kind of like writing in notes. Writing in notes on our phone, things we want to talk about. And I was scrolling through it today. And one of my notes is just, has Pitbull ever thought about running for office? That's one of my notes because...
Mr. Worldwide?
I think Mr. Worldwide should think about Mr. Local Election. Because I was just thinking, Pitbull, you know what? I hated on him. You know, at the beginning of his reign. And now I just think he's very likable.
He is very positive. I saw a Pitbull concert.
You went?
No, he performed at a Tony Robbins event and it felt like a Pitbull concert.
Okay. Grace has attended one of those Tony Robbins three or how many days was it?
I think it was three, but it felt like it was 5,000 years. I walked on hot coals. I did the Melissa Etheridge thing.
And Oprah. Oprah did it.
Yeah. It was an intense weekend, to say the least. But I did see Mr. Worldwide perform. His pants were extraordinarily tight. He is a little man, especially standing next to a Shrek-like figure like Tony Robbins.
What song did he perform to pump up the crowd?
Honestly, I don't even remember. It was a full weekend of fever dreams, not to continue to use that phrase, but... It was, I think it was like, I'll give you everything tonight.
Yes.
Give you everything. And it's okay. Just like a bunch
was
of.
Was he singing when you ran over the coals?
No, I wish. That would have been so much more motivating.
Do you have video of this?
No, everyone. Grace,
what
I know.
The hell?
It was a lot. I couldn't process it in real time. But
were
I
you
think,
scared?
Yeah, I was scared. It was also super dark and you couldn't really see what was happening. It was a full. This is after like a 12-day or 12-hour like convention in one room with 3,000 people. So you're not in your normal brain space at all.
Didn't you go to this convention and then like 2 weeks later a bunch of people fell in the coals? Am I making this up? Like, I feel like there was some article where it was
yes,
like,
because it wasn't a Tony Robbins event. It was some like unsanctioned life help, like life coach guru dude that did it, that was like, Tony Robbins do it, I can do it too. Mm-mm. But Tony does take very good care of everyone to make sure we are all of sound mind and body to do this type of thing, which sounds insane to even say that. But
I get scared lighting a grill. Like,
no,
I'm really nervous when I have to, you have to like drop in that match and you know you already put a little lighter fluid in there.
I shouldn't
Terrifying.
Own candles. Like, it
yeah.
seems.
I get nervous lighting my own stove. Like a gas range.
If the pilot light goes out, there's just no pilot for me.
If I'm Airbnb-ing or at someone's house where they're like, oh no, you have to take like a match or a lighter and then hit, like turn the pilot. No way.
No.
I just think of myself completely covered in soot, exploded the whole house. It scares me.
I'm with you, but I like that that was your first note was about Pitbull.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? Pitbull should think about getting into politics. Everyone likes the Pitbull.
Everyone.
He's from Miami. We know Florida is, I mean, like, is he?
Florida is a swing state.
Exactly.
Also, I feel like every Pitbull song starts with him just kind of shouting things, shouting messages, like
yes.
almost hypnotically for
like
people.
Pitbull is a one-man rally.
Yeah. I think, I mean, and obviously he'll listen to this episode. So.
For sure. You know what I'm calling it?
Yeah.
2019, I'm Pitbull for Halloween.
Oh, my. You have the bald cap.
You know how good I look with a bald cap on.
Oh, Google it. Google Mamrie Hart bald, and you're going to delight
Jesus.
Your senses.
Speaking of, how was your Halloween? We did not spend it together.
No, we did not spend it together. I spent mine in Venice.
Not Italy, no.
The Italy of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrant, full of life, culture. There's beaches.
Well, there's also, have you ever been, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
But have you been to the canals of Venice?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
And
so
I hear they're awesome.
For the, well, I mean, they're like.
This is local combo, guys.
Well, for Venice, California, they have like a few streets that the house, there's an actual canal between the houses.
Mm.
And it's really cute. But when my dad lived in LA when we were growing up, every single time he picked me and my brother and sister up from the airport and drove home, he would go the long way to go over the canal bridges and go, the canals of Venice. And I was like, this is the most dad shit of all time.
Well, so not only dad, but like actor dad.
Yeah, actor dad. I was like, Dad, this isn't a voiceover audition, but okay.
No, I did not go there. No, I spent the night in Venice with a friend. It was super fun. And I didn't get dressed up because I was like, oh, I don't really have an idea for a costume. And then everyone else in Venice was dressed up. And
you
I
had
felt
the remorse,
like a
costume remorse.
Idiot. I felt dumber than I would have felt in a costume.
Right. I know. Because sometimes you rationalize where you go, well, I don't want to. What if no one else dresses up and then I'm going to feel like an idiot not
right.
dressed up? However, people still come up to you and they're like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
However, the opposite, where everyone's dressed up and having fun and you decided to just be a pedestrian.
I know. And
is
then,
more frustrating.
And then you feel like you're getting looks like, oh, what a, you look like an idiot wearing just a normal sweatshirt and jeans.
Yeah. What are you dressed as? Someone who's too cool to participate?
Yeah. I felt like such a dummy, but it was really fun. And I forgot like how crazy people love Halloween. And
I freaking love it.
So I went to this bar and it was kind of empty, and then all of a sudden it started to fill in, and that's when I realized like, oh, I'm in the minority of people that didn't get dressed up. These are some amazing costumes.
Ooh.
And so I went to the ladies' room, and it's like a two-stall ladies' room, so obviously there's a full line there.
And which is always fun too, because ladies' rooms are packed and then you add on people just taking up more square footage because of their costumes.
Oh, and there was minimal space, to say the least. Also, just footnote that my note in my phone about this story is called I Like Your Cape.
Okay.
And, yeah. So there's this girl in there that looked like almost like Little Red Riding Hood meets Ren Fair, like Renaissance
Fair. Did she have her boobs pushed up to be a shelf?
Yeah, and then but was like this full velvet red cape, really beautiful.
And you're really good at complimenting people on items they're wearing.
I wasn't
it's
even
kind of your signature move.
I was being the quiet creep in the bathroom, just observing, because everyone was just like, it was a delight to my eyes. It was so cool.
I love velvet.
But then this girl. Yeah, this girl comes in and I like leave the stall and I'm washing my hands and I'm like trying to create as much least amount of space as possible. Mm-hmm. So all these other beautiful like Clydesdales of women dressed like crazy things could have space. And this girl just comes in like brazen and she just tells this girl in this red cape, she goes, I love your cape. And the girl in the red cape goes, I have so many capes. And I'm like, I'm listening to this story. Yes. I'm washing my hands for a little bit longer. And then the other girl just immediately goes, and I had to write this down after, I was in a relationship for 7 years and told him I'd only get married if I wore a black dress and cape. And she was dressed
what?
As a goth angel with black wings that took up 20 feet of space.
That's just knocking out people trying to dry their hands on the Dyson.
She says that and then just drifts off into the night, leaves the bathroom.
What?
I was so confused.
Like that was the third thing of, I like your cape. I have so many capes.
Oh, thank you. I have so many capes.
And then I was in a relationship for 7 years.
I told him I would only get married if I could wear a black dress and cape. And then into the night she went, like
she didn't
the goth
use
angel
the bathroom.
That she was. Didn't use the bathroom. I was like, I don't know if I've been roofied or not, but this was a really wonderful slice of conversation to hear.
Well,
yeah.
We'll get back to Halloween, but side note, because you and I are good about overhearing and then writing things down.
Yeah.
So I went to dinner last night at a super old school Italian place called Colombo's. That's like, nothing's changed. It's old banquettes. There were like two people, you know, performing music and then the bar of locals.
Okay.
Like, so I'm sitting there waiting for the party to arrive, just listening to these three old men talking who clearly drink here every night.
Yeah.
And this man, I'm not kidding, he was in his 80s, just like getting lit up. And this is verbatim what he said to his friends. He goes, every Sunday I go have breakfast with my ex, come home, take off my clothes and nap. Then I wake up, run a comb through my hair, and head to the wine bar for the rest of the day. They play a lot of Bon Iver. You know those guys? They're pretty good. So I'm sorry, but Bon Iver is officially dead when the old men at Colombo's are listening to it. And I was just like, who is this guy? But I didn't want to pay attention because you know when you're in like the peripheral of like an old man who's going to try to flirt with you?
Yeah.
And you're like, don't engage.
Right.
Like, fully turn around.
All I need is one locked eye moment and then they just decide you're part of the conversation.
Exactly.
Now.
And also, I have a weak spot for old men. I love them. But now as I get older, the age gap is closing and I don't want them to think it's a real shot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm out of like, you could be my granddaughter land.
Nope.
But so I can tell he wants to flirt and I'm not engaging. Ugh. And then the bartender comes and puts my Cabernet down in front of me and he goes, is that a cab? And without fail, the bartender just goes, no, it's a fucking Uber. I was like, thank you, God.
Oh my God, what an angel. Speaking of angels.
Perfect.
Also, that man sounded like he was narrating like the old band Sex in the City.
He's right?
Like, I run a comb through my hair and then I'm out the door.
I take off my clothes to take a nap. Like, what? You get fully naked for a nap?
He's narrating like an episode of my so-called life, but
absolutely.
As an older man.
Oh, so here's what I was annoyed with this week.
Go on.
Is I didn't know what I was going to dress up for Halloween. Because we had just done Richard Simmons.
That's also why I didn't dress up, because I felt like
we'd
reached
already
max
done it.
Capacity.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, but then I got a little remorseful, and I always hand out candy on Halloween because I love it. Like, I get teary eyed when I see like little Wonder Women, and I was hoping there'd be like a tiny Maxine Waters, but there wasn't. But I just love it and the joy it brings these kids. So I did a rush delivery to get like a David Bowie costume, which I've always wanted to do.
Oh, I saw the wig in your kitchen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't unopened. So that leads me to believe some tragedy happened.
So it doesn't get here Halloween morning. So I call the company, you know, paid like an extra, like as much as it cost to get it rush delivered. And they were like, oh, no, it'll be by end of day. I'm like, who delivers it? FedEx. What time do they deliver to? 8 p.m. So I'm like, oh, great. Okay. I'm going to probably have it delivered at like 7:45 mid crazy trick or treaters.
Right.
So I went ahead and painted my face with the lightning bolts.
So you're ready. You're prepped.
I'm ready. Motherfucker, they delivered it to my back house neighbor.
Oh, no.
So I didn't even get it. So now I have like a full David Bowie costume I haven't worn.
You know, I have the most difficult time imagining that you won't find a reason to
I
wear that.
I almost wore it. I almost put it on before you got here to wear it podcasting.
But I'm like, I think you're going to find some use for it at some point. But I get not being able to do it for the trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm. Which leads me to my next question.
Go on.
How do you feel? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's two ends of the spectrum. How do you feel about like teenagers trick-or-treating? Because I hear a lot of people bitching where it's like, why are these like teenagers coming? They're too old to be doing it. I love it.
I think it's great. I think if that's a hobby that keeps them out of the drug trade
right
system,
yeah. If they're just trying to sniff out some mini Snickers, like, awesome. Let them have it.
I think 100%. I mean, I trick-or-treated when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, like, I remember really crazy curfew times. Like, 8 p.m. was, like, our curfew or something stupid.
Wait, from your parents?
No. From our town. That you couldn't be trick-or-treating past a certain time.
What?
Yeah. So it's like everyone can go to bed because no one's allowed to keep
trick-or-treating. Was there, like, a murder or something that gave impetus for the curfew?
It was South Jersey, so no one really asked. But that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I trick-or-treated when I was a teen. Yeah.
I always trick-or-treated as a teenager, too. And uh-huh. Then my senior year in high school, I'm not proud of this.
This is how I love a story to start.
I went as a beat-up hooker.
Okay.
It's bad. It's bad. But, like, my friends, like, two of them were Playboy bunnies. And, like, we all did, like, the slutty thing.
You just wanted to buck the trend, yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm going to be slutty. So I wore this red, like, patent leather dance costume and a big furry leopard coat that was my sister's. And then I blacked out a tooth. So I had like a missing tooth.
I thought you said you blacked out at 2, like by 2 p.m. that day, you were blackout drunk.
I didn't start blacking out until college. No, but we didn't like go door to door. We went to a few, uh-huh. But we specifically went to our cheerleading coaches.
Oh, okay.
And he took a picture of us with like a young trick-or-treater. It was totally inappropriate. But long story short, he was also the yearbook guy. And me and him bumped heads a lot because
okay.
We were cheerleading. He was the theater director. He came out like 5 years ago.
Got it.
But like we clearly knew.
There's aggression.
We were connected. Yeah. Like we were going to be best friends or enemies.
Oh, but you were enemies.
We became enemies by the end of the year. Okay. So he put the picture of me as a beat up hooker in the yearbook.
It's like Mamrie Hart on a Tuesday.
I'm in the yearbook, full color, blacked out tooth, slutty costume.
Oh, man. I mean, he did a service.
Yeah.
It's great.
Disservice. Mr. Shover, I swear to God.
What a guy.
Guys, we launched a Patreon.
This is very exciting. Yes, This Might Get Weird podcast now has its own official Patreon page with so many exciting things on it for you guys.
Oh my gosh. We got bonus podcasts. We've mm-hmm. got live streams. We've got
mystery boxes. We've got chat rooms. We've got bonus footage and photos and all sorts of things that we might regret giving you guys.
Exactly. But first, we've got to get you guys over there. So go to patreon.com/thismightgetweird and check out all our cool tiers and mm-hmm. great stuff and just enter our class system of goodies.
Yeah. We mean that in the coolest, funnest, most inclusive way possible.
Absolutely.
We also saw 10 Things I Hate About You this weekend.
Yeah, we went to a rooftop movie and it was, I'm going to say, majestic.
It was great. I realized that I've never seen 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, you guys are going to be shocked by this, but Grace Helbig
hasn't seen a movie.
We sat down and I was like, you've seen this, right?
And
she was like,
mind,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. She 100% was thinking this. She's all that.
Yeah, no, I fully got them mixed up. And I don't even fully remember issues all that. But I thought I had seen it. Didn't. Was totally in love with it.
Isn't it great?
It's so great. What's his face? That's the bad guy, jock dude, rich kid.
Andrew Keegan.
The biggest disappointment of the whole movie was you telling me afterwards that the guy that I thought was the most attractive started a cult.
Yes. I don't know if you guys had a crush on Andrew Keegan when you were younger. He was a total stud. He could pull off that weird Italian gelled back hair look.
Yeah, he looks like Count Chocolate.
Uh-huh. Count Chocolate?
What is a Chocula? Sorry, I forgot that it's French.
I was like, wait, is that... Hold on. Did you get like... like the knockoff generic cereal called Count Chocolate.
I got the all these bag versions. No cardboard box. Dr.
Frankenberry.
Trix is spelled with a CK.
Oh my God, amazing. No, Andrew Keegan, a couple years ago, there was a big expose that came out that he started a cult in Venice.
I was so sad when I heard that.
Yeah, but you now like going to Venice. That's where his cult is.
Okay.
We could infiltrate it. It'd be a very special episode.
We can turn him.
Oh my goodness.
It was a really great movie. And it holds up today. Insane.
Well, because it's from Taming of the Shrew. So it's the Shakespearean Taming of the Shrew being told, you know, in modern day, or I guess in late 2000s.
It's great. And it's got all your favorites, all the hits. Heath Ledger.
Oh,
I know.
God.
My favorite part of the movie is that Mamrie screamed out loud for the Bronco that showed up at one point.
Okay. This is one of those outdoor movies where they give you your own headphones. So they're not blaring it over speakers. So there's no noise ordinances. So everyone can hear it, which is perfect for me because, as you know, I will shush a bitch.
Yeah. She will shush a bitch.
I don't care if you are my friend. Mm-mm. I do not enjoy talking in movies, and mm-hmm. I will tell you to shush. I got in a fight during what I always say 6 Mile. Is it 8 Mile?
8 Mile.
Eminem.
You gotta round up.
There was someone talking the whole time that I got in a fight, and they were asked to leave.
Oh.
And I got applauded. Then I got in it. Then I got in another shush fight at a midnight screening of the second Twilight, Breaking Dawn.
Oh, two cinematic classics that you really had to make sure you were listening to.
Here's the deal. Look, I wasn't a huge Twilight fan, but my friends I was going with were really into it.
Okay.
And it's like, if you're going to a midnight screening, be a fan of it. Don't go there to make fun of it, because everyone else there is there because they genuinely love it.
Yeah, you're making a real specific choice to see this movie at this time.
Right. It's like paying to be front row at a concert just to make, like, and then you're like, Maroon 5 sucks. It's like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Don't ruin it for us. Anyway, there were two bitches that would not shut up. So I shushed them several times, even did like a little tap on the shoulder. And I was like, could you guys please stop talking? Like, people are trying to enjoy this. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
They would not. So I was like, I didn't choose to be a hero, but here we go. Went out, got a manager, and I was like, these two people will not shut up. He came in, got them. They get up to leave. We're all like flipping them off. I guess he just gave them a talking to, because they were back 5 minutes later. And we were like, oh no, what have I done? So anyway, at the end of the movie, they turn around and they're just staring at us. Like, this is, by the way, deep in Queens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was real.
This is some high school level shit
like,
right here.
And I was just like, what? What do you have to say? Go for it. Please talk now that we don't, you know, I don't care if it's quiet. And they're like, nothing. And I walk off and she goes, because I was thin at the time, she goes, fucking anorexic bitch.
To you?
As I'm leaving. Uh-huh. And then my friend goes, oh my God, I'll tell her you said that. She's been really trying to. She's been working very hard.
This sounds like a scene from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Anyway, so I'm really glad I didn't have to shush people. I think that should be an option in regular movies.
Yeah, and also I think the unfortunate event is that most people missed you audibly cheering for the Bronco that showed up on screen.
It's a beautiful car.
I wish I remember. There's like two other moments that you like audibly gasped that were not relevant moments at all. And I wish I could remember what they were.
I mean, I like to find the details in a film.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, speaking of like cinematic entertainment wonder.
What you got?
I stumbled into my big fat American Gypsy wedding this weekend.
Welcome.
Welcome
to hell.
I lost the last 24 hours of my life to it.
Question, were these reruns? Are they still making them?
They're still making them.
Holy
the
shit.
New season is only on episode 3. I got so mad that I ate up those 3 episodes immediately that I went back and I watched season 5 all day yesterday.
I haven't seen it since it first came out and it shocked me to my core.
I remember seeing like a reality show about gypsies where they just would wear giant dresses and fight each other every single episode, like 10 years ago, years and years and years ago.
Yeah, like it clearly came out near my big fat Greek wedding, because right now it'd be like, why is this title?
Yeah, exactly. Also, surprisingly, when you try to like search on Amazon or Hulu for my big fat Greek, there are 10,000 ripoffs of My Big Fat Blah Blah Blah.
I know. People love it big and fat.
They do. They really do. But this show, it was so insane to me. And I cannot tell if they're acting or not. If you guys are familiar with this show, you know what it is. But if you're not familiar, it's essentially these American gypsies that live in the United States.
Which is basically, it's Romanian, right?
It's Romanshaw is like one type of gypsy. And then there's like traveling Irish. There's like Irish traveling people, which is like technical term or something.
Yes, which I don't know if this is a slur, but I went to Ireland and we saw gypsies and they were called tinkers. Which I thought was very cute.
That sounds cute, but hopefully it's not a slur.
I'm sorry for our tinker listeners.
But there's also Russian gypsies. So there's like all different, like, you know, tribes or bands of gypsies. And this show on the Learning Channel on TLC.
You gotta get your learn on.
It is very educational, but it's basically like a lot of them get married when they're like 16, 18.
It's a very by the book society of like the woman stays home and cleans and then the man goes and gets a job.
Yeah, exactly that. And it's they have a very unique style and they all basically end up infighting in some way or like stealing each other's husbands and like kids and like all this crazy stuff. It's like a soap opera. It's so nuts. But it also there's so many moments that I was watching that I was like, I'm pretty sure this is fake. There's no
way. Have you Googled it or Snopes'd it?
What's Snopes?
Snopes is like the website that where you really get the truth.
No. Yeah. Well, no, this is why I texted you that I was afraid to Google it. Because I will say, as someone that did play a, quote, real person in a, quote, reality TV show point called All Worked Up on True TV, where I was the assistant to a process server. Byron, who is a real process server, I definitely was not, but I played the ditzy sidekick that got us into hijinks all the time.
That is going to get Googled more today than it got when it was on the air.
Guys, if you want to see me getting hit with lasagna, if you want to see me getting hit with talcum powder, if you want to see a security guard for a hedge fund dude lift me up so I didn't fight him, you can do yourself a favor and Google All Worked Up.
Get hit with lasagna?
First episode, we serve a pizza place in northern New Jersey. They get a little upset, and I think it's raw pizza dough that they... They hit me with raw pizza dough. They throw lasagna on our car, and I have to clean it up.
That's my new phone wallpaper.
It's only slapstick comedy. I think I was in like 5 episodes, maybe.
Oh, I'm dying.
It was. And so as someone that was an improviser that worked on that show with a bunch of people and knew it was fake.
Right.
I'm looking at this American Gypsy wedding show going, I can't tell if this is fake or not.
Well, I know why you have these doubts because another show on the Learning Channel, and I don't know what entity of it, but you remember when Breaking Amish came out?
Yes.
Which I saw a commercial the other day. There's more spinoffs. However,
I almost went down that rabbit hole last night and I was like, Helbig, you got to take a break.
Breaking Amish, if you guys don't know, is a reality show essentially like a Jersey Shore, but the Amish youngsters
Rumspringer
get their Rumspringer, which is like a year to go do what they want and then see if they want to return to the Amish community.
Yeah. They basically get a year to like go Girls Gone Wild and then they can come back if they want to or they can decide that they don't want to be part of it.
So they took them to New York and it was 100% like 7 Amish, pick to live in a house, yeah, have electricity, be able to have zippers on their clothes.
Yeah. I could wear tacky clothing.
But then at the end of it, like there's the two that kind of get together. There's this one who like experiments with alcohol. It was like the two were already married before they got on the show.
Yeah.
This one had already had like 2 DUIs and been kicked out of the Amish community. Like it was all cast.
It was all fake. I mean, they were Amish.
They at some point.
But that's the weird thing is that there are like this reality show, like the main guy was an actual process server. He'd have to leave our shoots to go actually serve people like court papers. But everything else around it was completely fabricated.
Wow.
So I feel like these are gypsies. But maybe they're creating these scenarios. I don't know. I'm fascinated with it.
Ugh, I feel like being a producer on that show would be an actual level of hell.
That's what I'm like, I want to meet these people that work on these shows, that do these things. And I'm like, now that it's still back on, it's fascinating because there's a lot of like repeat storylines of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one couple got married and then broke up in the same night.
It happens.
It happens. And you know what? I watched every second of it.
I love it.
It was great.
Well, congrats on your new trash.
Thanks. I know. This is my, I am an actual raccoon human because I'm able to sniff out trash.
You guys, I got a critter update.
Oh, give us that critter update.
I know you've been waiting for that critter update.
Welcome to our new segment.
Critters. Critter Town with Mamrie Hart.
Critter jitters.
Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You guys know I had the possum skunk situation happen.
A real saga.
Listen, I live in this house and there's a big fence behind it and there's another house behind it. So, and we have the same landlords.
Mm-hmm.
My landlord, as you know, is selling the place.
Yep.
Ugh. I think I still get to live here, but okay. We'll see. Anyway, long story short, I was texting with the woman, not a girl. She's a fucking woman.
Yep.
Who lives behind me. And we were like, ugh, does this mean we have to keep our houses clean for like open houses, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We're texting. I have a hole in my fence, as you see.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
That fence is effed up. They were supposed to fix it like a 2 years ago,
uh-huh.
And it's still messed up. It's just small enough that beans can't like slide through.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking and she goes, well, maybe now that they're selling it, they'll at least fix the fence.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, motherfucker, a possum walked through it last week. Not even, it wasn't even like the possum was cruising in like into the curb.
Uh-huh.
It was like he owned the curb. It was like Jay-Z walking into the 40-40 club. I was like, this possum just strolled in here like there was no velvet rope, like he owned the place.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh my gosh, I'm going to read the text verbatim.
This is now, Mamrie and I have become like courtroom journalists.
Yes.
About our lives now for the podcast. We've been writing down everything that's going on.
She goes, I have a skylight and a family of raccoons like to dance on it. Scary to wake up to.
That sounds like the worst Disney movie ever.
Because also, as we know, raccoons be fat bottomed. And if they were on my skylight, could you imagine sitting there being like, one morning I'm going to wake up and raccoons are going to fall from the skylight into my bed.
Oh my God. I mean, that's truly a tragedy and also something I'd love to see the like video of.
100%. They're just fiddler on the roofing up there. Excuse me, are you Jewish?
They got little tap shoes. They need like a little glass surface to like now, really make it sing.
If that was the case, you know I'd start coaching them. And we'd take this shit on the road.
A family band.
So that's your critter update.
Oh, man.
One more thing in the world of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I found this week and it destroyed my brain. This is, okay, I'm going to play you a noise, and you tell me what you think it is, okay?
What animal I think it is?
Or just, like, what it is.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to play it for you one more time. Ready?
Ow.
What is that?
I feel like it's something snoring.
You nailed it. It's a hummingbird snoring.
What?
Isn't that so cute?
Okay,
here's the video.
Wait.
Here's a video. I know they can't see it, but just so they can hear it one more time. It's a hummingbird friggin' snoring. Like, they just discovered this in Peru or something. And I'm obsessed with it. I mean, I found that and my mind started going. And I was like, do you think that hummingbird's wife is annoyed?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she's like, please go to a sleep clinic?
Can you imagine the tiniest little nasal strip on that
That's
thing?
What I'm screaming! Or like a tiny CPAC machine.
Oh, my God.
Where she's like, honey, you gotta go sleep on the couch.
Yeah,
you are snoring and it sounds like a dog whistle.
You gotta drop some weight so we can clean out those nasal passages.
He is kind of a chunky hummingbird.
Yeah,
I think it has to do with
he's
that.
He's a little thick.
You know, when you like just nudge your partner when they won't stop snoring.
Also, maybe, you know, it was Super Bowl Sunday. Tied one on.
He'd had too much nectar.
Too many tiny pints of nectar. Oh, that is so cute.
It's
and
so
hilarious.
Cute. If they discover they fart, I might actually combust into confetti.
They have to, right? Every animal has to fart, right?
Hummingbirds fart, right?
Anything that shits has to fart, which is anything alive, right?
That's the sequel to the children's book, Everyone Poops. Everything that shit has to fart, right?
Oh, God. Any publishers out there, I am willing to write this up.
If you guys have any footage of a hummingbird farting, please let us know.
Oh, my God.
So we can feature it.
Thank you.
Science, really getting to the important stuff.
Phew. Thank God we got this SD card to have these conversations.
I mean, the climate change is killing the world, but at least we know hummingbirds snore very cutely.
Ugh. Any other big news to talk
about? Let me look. Let me see if I got anything going on.
I mean, we've maxed out already, but...
Let me see. Has Pitbull run for office? Hummingbirds.
Did I talk about last week how I hate jackets on shoulders, not in arms? People that rest their jackets on their shoulders.
Oh, the Kardashian...
That whole thing. It's a very, like, trendy thing. I don't know when it started, but people just draping.
I hate it.
It's not a cape. If you're going to wear a cape, wear a fucking cape.
Well, that's the thing. With a cape, you have a tie around your neck.
Yeah, there's some security there. With the jacket, I'm just looking, waiting for it to fall off and it be an awkward moment.
100%. Because I feel like if I rested it, I would be walking like Frankenstein. Well, Frankenstein's monster.
Monster.
I would be absolutely... just frozen.
Yeah. I don't know how people do it, and I don't understand what the appeal of it is.
Is it just to keep your shoulders warm?
I mean, shoulder pads. Put some shoulder pads in
just
there.
Just stick shoulder pads just stick on your tank top?
Yeah. I mean, if that's fashion, anything's fashion. I wish
shoulder pads would come back.
They did. I have sweaters with shoulder pads in them.
Okay.
Also, you're saying this in a Wu-Tang sweatshirt.
It's a look. You know?
No, that was just bothersome to me. It makes me anxious.
I feel like the Kardashians only wear jackets on, like, rested on their shoulders. Right. Put your arms in the sleeve.
Get a vest. Just get a vest.
I love that your fashion advice to this fashion mecca family is... tape some shoulder pads on or get a vest.
Yep. I mean, I am a pinnacle of fashion, so
wow.
It's worth listening to. Well, this has been another fun episode.
Yeah, I feel pretty caught up.
Also, we have some news, guys.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so excited.
This is very, very exciting. Mamrie and I launched our Patreon today. Yeah! We're doing a Patreon for the podcast. Obviously, you guys know that we're running independent now of any like companies or whatever. And we really want to build out this community and how this show evolves. And so we started a Patreon page that, you know, we'll send obviously a billion links to all
for
of our
sure.
social media.
Get ready to be annoyed by us.
But it's really exciting. And we are, you know, in the learning stages of what Patreon is and how it works. So we'd love any feedback that you guys have for us on the different tiers that we've developed, the different perks that we have offered. It's a really cool thing, but we are, you know, we're excited and a little curiously
so
nervous.
Pumped. Yeah. You just worded all of it. I was like, she's still going. Thank God. She is being so eloquent. No, I will just add on that, you know, we're keeping this podcast kind of short and sweet and want it to be this little leftover Halloween candy snack sized podcast.
Yep.
But for those of you who do want more and do want additional content and to kind of get into the 360 of it all, of what we're talking about, go check it out. Patreon.com/thismightgetweird.
We're going to have tons of bonus footage and photos.
There's
and
a tier that has an extra podcast a month.
Yeah. And like chat live rooms, live streams. Sexy mystery boxes.
Ooh, let's leave them with that little nugget to salivate over.
Also, please contribute to how we end our episodes.
Yeah. First order of Patreon. Help us figure out how we sign off.
There you go. Goodbye.
Hold on. I want to sign off. I want to sign off like this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. Oh, come on. This is how we sign off.
A little off-putting.
Night-night.